And that's a memo. Now for the top story tonight, two other views on this very disturbing situation. Joining us from Los Angeles, Brian Daugherty, senior editor at Reason Magazine, a libertarian publication. And from Washington, Dennis Kucinich, a Democratic congressman from Ohio. All right, Congressman Kucinich, you know, you oppose almost all wars, and you did in Iraq, and now you're in Afghanistan, but...
I was right about Iraq.
Well, I don't know. The surge worked. You know, the surge gave the Iraqi people at least a chance at freedom, and all the Americans that died didn't die in vain. So that's debatable. But now in Afghanistan...
Every American who died served this country with great honor. I also want to say, you know, Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11, with Al-Qaeda's role in 9/11.
We know that. But you, when you're in it, you win it. When you're in it, you win it. And now we're in Afghanistan, and we're in Afghanistan, and if we lose it, then the terrorists win. It's as simple as that. We lose, terrorists win, correct?
Well, you said two things in your introduction I thought was absolutely right. It's not a democracy. It's a tribal culture. And also, it has a corrupt government. So when you think about that, why are we putting our troops' lives on the line for that? They can't have an honest election. The government's run by drug money. I mean, this we have to ask some hard questions. Also, look at the map, Bill. Look at the map. You know, we're going to destabilize the region. The longer we stay there, we got to have to worry about going into Pakistan. It's going to make it more difficult to deal with Iran. The situation in Iraq is always going to be trouble. We need to get Russia and Iran and China and India together and say, help us solve this problem.
All right,
help
but us, I mean, you know, we also need to give everybody health insurance and with no money to pay for it. And you know, miracles are miracles. That's not going to happen. But you didn't answer my question, but I'll give Mr. Daugherty a chance. No. If we pull out, the terrorists win. It's as simple as that. We pull out.
No.
We leave. They win.
It's not as simple as that. You know, Bill, it's conservatives of all people who should recognize this war for what it is. It's a classic government boondoggle that's getting more expensive by the month. We're doubling down on a bad bet. The results are getting worse and worse. Only this is a huge social engineering boondoggle with a body count of American troops. That's horrendous. It's getting worse. We can get out. We do not need to manage the Al-Qaeda threat by having 100,000 American troops on the ground in Afghanistan.
But both of you surely know, that if the United States gets out of Afghanistan, chaos will ensue, and it will. All right, and the Muslim fanatics will say they won. They won. We won, they're leaving. We won, they're leaving. That's what they're going to say, and chaos will break out. That's what's going to happen. You know that.
Chaos already reigns. It's getting worse and worse every month, and American troops are dying.
American troops are dying, but they're not dying in the numbers they did in
forever.
They're not dying in the numbers they died in Iraq, but every human life is precious, particularly our military.
And they're dying in worse numbers every month.
The last few months have been the worst casualty months. But just like in Iraq, Congressman, the tide could turn if it's managed properly. Look, I don't like this war. I don't have any confidence. I've been to Afghanistan. I have no confidence that we can impose our kind of democracy on that nation. I don't like it, but I don't want the United States to lose to the Taliban. I think that's a disaster with unintended consequences all day long, Congressman.
You know, we have to have some new thinking on this, because the idea of a safe haven, yes. You know, we could stay in Afghanistan, but at what price? At the price of escalating a war with Pakistan, at the price of what, the thousands of lives of U.S. troops. You know, Russia had over 100,000 troops, or I think 112,000 troops at its peak. General McChrystal's plan would put us over 100,000. This is not the track that we're on. Is on the same track that Russia.
Yeah, but it's
a
different situation. The Afghan people, by and large, like America. They like us. They hated the Russians, but they fear the Taliban because they don't have security. All right, now, you see, you mentioned Pakistan, Congressman. Pakistan has taken pretty good action to hurt the Taliban themselves. The Taliban are on the defensive in Pakistan, so the Afghan war is not hurting the Pakistanis right now. In fact, if we pull out, I'll submit to you, the Taliban will be a little much stronger and will become more of a threat to Pakistan.
Well, you know, Pakistan has to account for the security of Pakistan. The United States cannot take upon itself the burden of protecting Pakistan and protecting Afghanistan and taking on Iran and keeping a war going in Iraq. Don't we have some things to take care of back here at home?
Well, we have
Aren't
some limitations that there's no doubt.
We need to take
there's
care
no
of
doubt
that's
about
exactly
it. But I submit,
Bill,
Mr. Daugherty, I'm going to give you the last word. I submit we give it one more shot. We give McChrystal the 40,000 he needs, and we see what happens. I'll give you the last word.
No, of the many things we can't afford, this war is one of them. It's already costing at least $7 billion a month. It's going to cost a lot more with this McChrysler surge, and it's never going to achieve the goal of a stable Afghanistan. Tons of empires have found themselves running aground in Afghanistan. Let's not let America be one of them.
All right, gentlemen, thanks for the good debate. We appreciate it.